Hello, welcome to tonight's session. Let's get started by asking you to close your eyes, please, and let your breathing be easy and relaxed. Notice where in your body there may be tension, and as you scan your body, just check in with each part and decide that during our time together today, that you are willing, you are ready to release that tension. It may be welcome right this moment, it may not happen right away, but set the intention that if it doesn't leave, that during our time together today that it can. Decide that you're willing to interrupt your daily rhythm and allow the vibration coming through the channel's voice to affect you. Decide that you are willing to be more aware of your body now than you may be during most days or most parts of each day. Focus on the feeling, the actual physical effect of this breathing. No way to decide, please, that in this moment everything is fine and you are safe enough to relax, to receive support from the various beings who are here to help you. Now, please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. Begin breathing this energy up fully into your body. Let it reach all parts of your body. And notice the quality of this energy. How different it is even than if you just spent time being aware of your body. The energy of the earth has a particular frequency. It's different. Thank the earth for always being available and decide you are open, you are safe enough to be open to relax to receive the support of the earth. If you are open to receiving energy work, please silently give us permission. Jihudi Vedatron and the channel Tom, all working together. And also please call your own guidance team in. Even if you don't know who they are or haven't worked with them directly, or are not sure how they may participate in your life, how they have or might in the future. Thank them in advance for all they do for you, and I want you to trust that all they do is helpful and supportive to help you get to where you are trying to go. Realize that when you are grounded and relaxed and open, they can actually get through to you in various ways, through dreams, through overheard conversations that seem important, through synchronicities and opportunities, and nudges, in intuitive hunches, is often how guides nudge a human. Thank them in advance for all that they do. And tell them you're willing to learn the language they use to communicate with you, even if it is not obvious at first. What happens is that most people say, I can't hear my guides. What am I supposed to do? And we say, get grounded, decide you're safe, relax, move energy out that doesn't belong to you, etc., all these different processes, and you'll be able to hear them more. But I can't hear them. And sometimes people expect to hear a voice inside his or her head. This is not how it works. And many times, even as people ask the channel to teach them how to work with their guides, he cannot tell them which faculty, intuition, dreams, nudges, he cannot tell them which it will be. They must discover it. So realize that it is your path, if you want to go work with your guides, it is your path to figure out what is happening and to trust that they are here to help you and to go with hunches and gut instinct and synchronicities. And to realize that when you ask a question and an answer comes in, this is guidance at work. When you ask for support and decide you're open and it comes in, this is guidance at work. So for the duration of our call, we want you to breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body in a relaxed but full manner. I want you to decide once again that in this moment, everything is fine and you are safe. I want you to decide that you are willing to let go of the energies of other people that you may have picked up intentionally or inadvertently today and the last few days, the last few weeks. Realize that when somebody else has an emotional outburst or has some kind of emotion around you, you may actually pick up some of that energy. If you are not already clear, you're not going to do so. So just realize that you cannot possibly use the energies of other people to tell you who you are, and send these energies down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. And now we're going to begin sending energy to your space, beginning with the root chakra as always. Now we're going to do a quick tour of the chakras for just a minute, and then we're going to do something very specific. So with the root, please decide once again as we activate your root, and we're kind of in your space right now, please decide that you are safe and you are willing to find out in what ways you have always been supported. Realize that all important situations in your life serve a positive purpose. The question becomes, are you willing to see this and to learn what painful situations might actually offer you in the way of growth and positive change? Moving on to the second chakra, please decide that when appropriate, you have the right to say yes and no, and you're willing to do so. You have the right to say yes, please, and no, thank you, and when appropriate, you're willing to do so. Now, with third chakra, please decide that you are willing to make self-interested decisions and to shed regret, guilt, and shame. Decide that you are a work in progress and you are willing to trust your gut instinct and your intuition. There may be a healing process in that for you, but decide you're willing to trust it. You're willing to get back there. What you think was a mistake was part of the process of you learning how to make choices from fear into love, or with all the facts of something like this. Now with the fourth chakra, as you breathe in the energy of the earth fully into your body, bring that energy up to your fourth chakra and gently open your fourth chakra. Decide that you are willing to forgive yourself and others for everything. Couple more breaths here. Now the fifth chakra, please decide that you are willing to uncover and align with what is capital T true for you. Realize that you are an extremely powerful being. Even if you have your personality has not developed what you think of as power, you are constantly manifesting the world into being around you. This is divine power. Aligning that manifestation process with what you know is capital T true for you, not what you suspect or think or could be or blah, 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 what you know without doubt is true for you. Thank you. Moving up to the sixth chakra, decide that you are willing to see through illusion, that you are willing to see through appearances and trust the judgments of your mind. This also may be a healing thing for some of you. And then seventh chakra, decide you are willing to surrender to the process of life and trusting the universe, your guides, and all other beings. Okay, thank you. Now put your attention back on this fourth chakra. Breathe this energy of the earth fully up into your body and then exhale through your fourth chakra. And I want you to think about something for which you are immensely grateful, whether past or present. I'm not asking you to try to pull the wool over your eyes right now for something you've been struggling to have gratitude with, but don't see the point. I want you to think about something that you definitely have had gratitude for. It is very obviously something wonderful in your life. Whether you created it or whether it was gifted to you or co-created with you, something where you said, wow, yeah, yeah, that feels good. Something for which you are immensely grateful. Think about this for a moment, continuing to breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body and then out through your fourth chakra. Decide that you are safe enough to relax your fourth chakra open. You may notice, as you've been doing this process, there may be a little tension still in your rib cage or your shoulders or your back. Decide it's okay. But relax this fourth chakra open just a little more, thinking about this thing for which you are immensely grateful. Be grateful to all the people involved who supported you with it, who helped you, who gave you feedback, who launched something, who validated it in the eyes of others so you could do something. People who are looking at you with love, think about all the people involved in that wonderful situation and be grateful to them, very specifically thanking them, perhaps even in a brief list as you go, pulling their faces up and thanking them. Now, this is where you want to be. Now, this is the place that your brain has decided is what spiritual practice is really about. And this feels good, to call up a wonderful memory or a wonderful situation or relationship or dynamic or experience or achievement and to be grateful for it. Yeah, that feels good. This is actually the easy part. So now, leaving that where it is, I want you to focus your breath for a few more rounds on opening this fourth chakra and relaxing it open, knowing that you are safe and supported and it's fine for you to relax and trust and open and flow. Decide that all energies that you may be carrying that cannot match the frequency of love that you are now generating with your fourth chakra, anything that cannot match this level of love, decide that you are willing to be free of it and you don't have to catalog it, but gather it in the center of your space. Just you can even imagine something like a cotton candy thing being created where the stick gets put down into this cloud machine and then it's a spun in this thing. Imagine all of this gathering in the center of your space. Send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these excess energies. If it cannot match this frequency of love, I don't need it. I don't need lower vibrations from the past to tell me who I am. Thank you. Now, next, part B, is to think of a painful situation from the past that you don't understand how to make peace with. It could be from the present, too, something that hurts you. I want you to keep your heart open. I want you to keep, frankly, beaming energy from your fourth chakra, knowing that you're safe, and I want you to think about this difficult scenario, and I want you to watch what will try to happen in your field. The part of you that comes up when you begin thinking about a painful situation wants to close your heart down, and I want you to keep it open. Think about that situation that's very painful. Continuing to focus on breathing the energy fully of the earth up into your body and then out through your fourth chakra, generating fourth chakra love energy while you are thinking about this thing that hurts. Keep doing it, please. Think about the group or the other person or other people involved in that situation and decide that you are willing to figure out or to receive insight into why this was a good thing for you, why this pain was important, because it would not have happened to you. You would not have co-created it as an energetic being if it were not important. Decide that you are willing, please, to give the other people involved in this situation, perhaps people that you would clearly say or directly say have directly hurt you, decide that you are willing to get to the place where you are able to give them the benefit of the doubt that they are divine beings co-creating experiences with you so that each of you can learn what your souls have come here to learn. We want you to see every situation in your life that has been painful in a new way, through a new lens. We want you to be grateful to all the people who have hurt you, but we understand that sometimes it does not happen immediately, even with our support connected to our energy fields. But decide that you are willing to see what the lesson is and also that you are willing to find gratitude for these souls and these people co-creating this experience with you. When you have been hurt, it is very easy, as any human may experience this, to view somebody else as a perpetrator and yourself as a victim. This person did this to me. I was hurt. He or she did this. And I will never be the same. Well, in fact, you can be the same, except for being wiser because you've learned through more experience. Can be the same except for being more trusting because you can recapture the ability to trust that when you decide that you are safe and you are willing to say yes, please, and no, thank you, and trust your instinct, etc. Trust your gut, trust your mind, trust your perceptions. Align your entire life with what you know is capital T true for you. See through illusion and surrender to the process of life, knowing that you are safe and supported and that you are a welcome part of the fabric of the universe and its consciousness. Still considering the situation and the pain and the other person or people involved, decide that you are willing to get to the place where you are grateful for their co-creation because you learned something through that pain, something very important about you that you frankly could not have done without those people. Continuing to breathe the energy of the earth up on your inhales and then out through your fourth chakra and your exhales, relax this fourth chakra even more open. Decide that you do not need protection from yourself or anybody else. Imagine this opening in your fourth chakra becoming as wide as your entire torso, and then as wide as your torso plus your arms, opening the heart in the face of what part of you still hurts from. Decide you are willing to get rid of and shed and release into the earth any debris related to these issues that's ready to go. Decide you cannot possibly use fear, pain, regret, judgment, criticism, shame, guilt, blame, anger, rage from the past to tell you who you are going forward. Send all those energies down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Now, if you were to go through a list of painful situations in your life that perhaps you have not thought about in a long time, so you feel distanced from, perhaps you think you dealt with it. Perhaps you tried to forgive somebody and something seemed to kind of somehow maybe shift as a result. If you were to go through the list of all these painful things in your life while you were in this heart-opening space, intentionally opening your heart and generating love energy, you would heal the parts of you that have carried the pain. And the why this happened, the why did the person say this, the why did the person do that, why, of the linear logical mind's circuit of craziness starts to melt away because you are willing to see the other people as divine players in your karmic journey. Sometimes it is also easier to do this process on things that have happened years prior. There is some distance. But the more adept you become at doing it with something from the recent past and then actually something as it happens. This is your divine power as a loving conscious being. Changing how you vibrate in the face of something painful. You don't want to hold a grudge. You don't want to shut down. You don't want to stop trusting people. You don't want to shut down vulnerability and openness. You want to still give. You need to give love and affection. You need to give trust. You need to receive these things as well. This is normal human stuff. You don't want to shut all these things down, but what is the other answer? And the brain cycles through. The brain has its own little craziness circuit that gets you mad and maddening. Putting attention on the heart in this way robs the brain of its direction, which is just a painful cycle. So please decide that you are willing to, when the time is right, explore going through such a list in your history of painful situations that have felt unresolved. Decide that you're willing to get to the place where you do this. Now let this energy that's coming out, if it isn't already, let this energy coming out of your fourth chakra wrap around you and feed your whole energy field. Let it envelop you. Let it encase you. Decide once again that any bits of energy or stuff from the past or the energies of other people that cannot match this frequency of love, decide you cannot possibly use it right now or going forward to tell you who you are, and send those energies down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. This brings us to the end of our time together today. Any energies the channel might have loaned to you during this process, he will call back, and anything you may have borrowed, he will give back to you individually. Please echo that from your own perspective. Take care of yourself. Stay heart open. Stay grounded. We want you to be connected to the earth 24/7 and to live a life in which your heart opens on a regular basis. You can't do it constantly until you can, but realize in the short term that it's a practice to develop. Thank you for your time and energy. We will happily speak with you tomorrow for day 13. Bye-bye.